Thank you for calling Apex Health. This is Alakey, and I'll be assisting you today. Are you calling about the ALO Apex?
Yes. I just wondered if my order had been sent out. This is Melinda Daly. I hadn't received it yet.
When did you sign up?
It was last week.
You don't know the exact day?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, see, the number you're calling, we just processed the orders. I can't actually go back in and tell you if it was shipped out or, you know, where it's at or anything like that. Let me see.
You can't look up my order and see?
No, ma'am. No, that's another department. Let me see about that. Yeah, we just processed the orders for you. Yeah, there's no way for me to go back and look it up for you. I don't think I could do that.
How long does it usually take? It took this long before.
I was about to say, it normally I would say give it 3 to 5 days. The only thing I can say is maybe it's held up due to the mail, but everything is going on. Now, we know some people have been getting theirs on time, and then some people have been saying their mail was held up 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm thinking it may be due to that. Let me see if... Yeah, so let me see if I can find something. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Where are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, then you're not getting that snow.
Oh, God, no. We wish.
You wish?
Yeah, because we don't get snow here,
They're talking anywhere 1 foot to 2 feet in some places. Yeah, we got a little bit of snow showers, but it didn't amount to anything. Up here in Michigan. It's cold, though. Real cold.
I bet it is.
I think the last I looked, it was like 28 degrees.
Are you serious?
That's a lot better than a couple years ago when it was below zero. Oh, I don't like below zero. I don't like in the teens either. Teens and below, I don't like it. Makes my bones hurt.
What did you say makes your bones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it is.
I'm 71 years old. Yeah, I've had injuries and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, don't make my bones hurt. Makes you want to just get in your chair, snuggle up, and cover up with a blanket and watch a movie or something or go take a nap.
Oh, yeah, of course. That will be the best thing to do with that kind. Like I said, we get it like every blue moon. So, of course, when we get it, we like it, you know, because we don't get it, you know, just take pictures and things like that and play in it. But, no, I wouldn't want to live somewhere where it was snowing all the time. That would be horrible.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the Northeast is going to get hammered. Yeah. All those liberals up there, they deserve it. I'm sorry. I guess I'm a little bit prejudiced when it comes to, you know, people being patriotic and believing in our Constitution and, you know, believing in God. You know, it just, I don't know what has happened to this country.
You got that right. Yeah, I know. It's always a lot going on.
Yeah. Are you ready for your shot, or you're not going to get it, or what?
Oh, God, I would never. No. I'm not taking any kind of shot that they don't even know what this is, what's causing. They just made up something, trying to figure out, you know, trying to do these symptoms. No, that stuff, I don't know what that stuff's going to do to your body.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of people that were in the trials, thousands, and there was one young kid that was on TV, and he said he's just fine, and they're giving it to all the nurses and doctors and first-line responders, and, you know, it's just weird why one has to be kept 92 degrees below zero, and another one can be kept at, you know, 0 degrees, and another one doesn't even have to be, it just can be put in a refrigerator. I mean, it's just, it's weird. But I tell you, this Chinese government, these communists, they are rotten to the core. They did this on purpose.
You know, I think they did too.
Oh, yeah, they made it in that Wuhan lab. There was a little Chinese doctor that she escaped out of there, and she was on the news, but she was only on like once or twice, and she was telling what happened over there, and she said they've arrested her parents because she got out of there, and she's telling the truth that they took, I don't know if it was exactly from a bat, but they took this virus and they scalped it and they did different things to it to make it really, really bad. Yeah. That's
Are you going to take it?
I don't know. You know, I right now I've got a brother-in-law and sister-in-law down in Florida. They've got it. They've been in the hospital. My middle son and his wife down in Texas, they have it, except they're not real sick. They just kind of lost their taste and had a little bit like a cold. And so I don't know. I mean, I just, and then I got a cousin up north in Tawas, Upper Michigan. Her and her husband had it. They went to the hospital and then they tried to send him home, and her husband went wacky because his oxygen level dropped to 40, and he was throwing things, breaking things, just flipped out. And
are you serious?
I guess when you're not getting oxygen to your brain, you don't have enough oxygen, it does things to you, and so she had to call her friend, and they had to take him back to the hospital, and they're trying to regulate his oxygen. He was a Green Beret. He's like 78, and he was a Green Beret in the Vietnam War, and Sergeant Green Beret, or whatever you want to call it, Green Beret, and he was flipping out, and they brought some guy that was a little bit crazy in there, put in the room with him. And he said, you get this guy out of here or I'm going to kill him.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah, it does things to you. There's nothing to fool around about. That's why it's good they're coming up with a vaccine. You know, I've heard good and I've heard sketchy about it. So I don't know. I think President Trump has done everything humanly possible to try and help everybody and to get a vaccine. So just hope these pharmaceutical companies, you know, Moderna and Pfizer and all them are, you know, not putting something funky in it.
I heard there was little
cell robots. Well, apparently, then I heard that it was, they've got little things in there, little cells that go to your cells to protect it. And I don't know how that works, but yeah. So I don't know. I just say don't get sick, but take zinc and vitamin D3 and get you some good vitamins. That's what I'm doing right now. So, or I have been. And
yeah, that's why I'm not going to take it. I said because I just, you know, you don't know how that's going to affect your body. People have health problems, you know. So I just think if I was them, I wouldn't want to take a chance, especially not knowing what's all in it and how it's going to affect you to take it. I would
What if you catch it? What if you catch it and get real sick? Well, I guess you can ask for, President Trump put out there that whoever asks for and is sick can get Regeneron and that those antibody, Lilly antibodies or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's what I would do. If I got sick, I would ask for Regeneron, but you have to ask for it right away. And they don't offer it to you. You have to ask for it. And they were saying today on the news, they don't know why that, you know, when people get sick, these hospitals and doctors aren't offering it. You have to ask for it.
Why would they not offer if it's something that's, you know,
people need? I don't know. I could use some of that Regeneron right now.
I know. Be good, huh?
Making me feel like a superwoman.
You got that right. Seriously.
But that aloe vera, that Aloeplex is really good. I had been taking it, and then my credit card got compromised, and my bank canceled my card and said it was compromised, so took me a while to get around to getting a new card and getting it ordered again. But it really helps with your stomach and your bowel movement, and I don't know what all it does, but yeah. It's good stuff.
So how long ago, did you say, do you know what date, how long it's been?
It's been a week. A little over a week, I think. I think it was at the first to last week. You would think they would keep that their shipments or their orders where you could look at them. I can't remember the lady's name I talked to.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, when we do it, yeah, we can't track the order. So basically what we do is we give you the customer service number. Well, let me see that showing here. Yeah, because we can't. Like I said, what we do is we just process the orders. Yeah, so give me one second. Let me go see this number.
Now,
what
kind of shipping is it? Is it post office? Is it UPS?
U.S. Postal Service. Yes, ma'am.
It's what?
Yes, it comes to the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, maybe it's in my mailbox.
She said maybe. It might be.
It didn't come last week, and I haven't checked it in the past couple of days. So, you know, it's possible it might be out there. It's just I don't walk very good, and it's a lot of times my daughter comes by and brings my mail in for me. And so
I'll check it. Or either get your daughter and say, come check the mail for me.
Yeah, she's right next door.
Is she? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she's real busy all the time, but she does so much for me, and I mean, I hate to ask because she'll just every once in a while she'll stop by and get it anyway, or she'll bring me something, you know, and stop and get my mail. So, yeah. Thank God for her. I tell you, she's wonderful. All my kids are.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, my two sons, they're down there north of Dallas and in Texas. So I don't get to see them very often, and they're not able. I told them, I said, I need you to come up here and help me with some stuff. But they're so busy because they have a roofing business, and so they've been really busy down there. And now my one son is sick, and the other one, he's got an earache and a backache.
Oh, my God.
And, doesn't know if it's my oldest one. I told him, I said, get some apple cider vinegar with some water and take that. And so he stopped at the drugstore, and he got him some apple cider vinegar gummies.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? So what did he get those for?
And some ear drops. He thinks he might have he's got a pain in his lower right back, and he thinks it might be a kidney stone or something. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, maybe you should call the doctor. And he's like, no. I said, well, I looked up in my little book, and it says to take apple cider vinegar with some water, and you can even put apple cider vinegar in your ear and let that, you know, sit for a little bit, and that's supposed to help with the pain or infection. So apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I get, look, that's what they say, but I don't know, because I used to eat apples all the time, and
I don't know
if it kept the doctor away.
Now I can't hardly eat them because I had this dentist trying to fix my teeth, and he whittled them down too far and put crowns on, and they all broke off. So now I have dentures, and I hate them. So take care of your teeth.
Oh, yeah, I do. Well, I know. Are they horrible to get?
Horrible. Horrible. They flop around in your mouth.
I was about to say, yeah, can you eat with them?
Not very good. No, I can't bite. I tell you, you just don't realize. I would just love to bite into an apple, and I can't do it. And so I cut an apple up in little slices or little pieces, and then I gnaw on it. But you take so many things for granted. Now, and just to be able to chew raw vegetables or bite into an apple or, you know, chew a steak or bite into a hamburger, or I mean, it's horrible, horrible. I wouldn't.
So you can't do any of that? Oh my God, that bad?
No, no. So that's why I take my vitamins, and you know, I have to improvise what I eat. I can eat filet mignon because it's real tender. And I like baked potato with it, but, I just have to change the way that I eat and do things. And yeah, it's the pits getting old. Yeah, I'll be 72 in March. So.
Oh God, I'm glad you live to be that old. Some people don't even make it to their 20s these days.
My mom died when she was 47. And my mom's mother, my grandmother, she lived to be 94. And she kind of became my mom because I was only 11 when my mom died. So, yeah, life.
Crazy. You're right. It sucks sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we don't belong here anyway. We belong in heaven. That's our home.
Look, you got that right, because what we're living on now, oh, my God, it's just horrible.
I know, it's horrible. And I don't understand why so many people hate. They want to kill people. They want to beat people up. They want to burn things down. They want to kill people. They want power and control of China or Iran or whoever they want to take over. And we got people here. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know if you're a Democrat or what, but these Democrats, they want power and control.
I know.
They want to tell you that
mm-hmm.
it's like they agree with all this baby killing and partial birth abortion. And that is horrible. It's horrible.
That is horrible. I would never do that.
You don't think that God is looking down on
mm-hmm.
us in disgust? Yeah.
Yeah, he is. I don't believe in abortions. Like I said, the only way I would believe in an abortion, just say, like if my child got raped or if they got, you know, raped by a family member, you know, or something like that, then I would consider it. But if you're just out there being hot and, you know, just doing it, oh, yeah, you're going to have it. I'm not going to let you get an abortion, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I went to my doctor one time, one of my old doctors, and she was telling me, she said, you know, she said, I had a woman here come in and said she wanted an abortion because she was going on vacation and she didn't want to be pregnant and sick. I said, you have got to be kidding me.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you serious?
That sounds like some highfalutin woman. Or
I know. Says, oh, my God. That's sick.
That is pitiful.
I'm glad she went. My mother.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah.
I hate it for that poor baby.
Honey, I'm gonna let you go, and I'll check my mailbox. And
I was gonna say, yeah, check your mail. They said that sometimes the mail can be held up. I'll give you this number if you want to. There's a number for customer service. We just process the orders. We can't actually track them or anything like that. But I can give you this number, or if you want to check your mailbox. But if it is, I'm sure it's probably out there.
Okay. What's that number?
The number is 833-334-5433.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you so much. You have a good day, and Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you as well. Have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for calling APEC Sales. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.